All right, we're walking around, going in the backyard to the outdoor living segment of Rosie on the House. Join us, won't you? If you've got an issue you'd like to talk about concerning your irrigation, your trimming, your hedging, your fertilizing, your mowing, give us a ring. 1-888-767-4348. Broadcasting this morning from the Tucson Convention Center for the Saba Home Show, Fall Home Show of 2016. We have our landscape and gardening expert from Tucson joining us, Mr. Tony Serra from Magic Garden Nurseries. Tony, thanks a million for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
Always a joy to see you. Y'all are pretty busy this time of year, I would guess, right? I mean, when it's this perfect outside, why wouldn't you be out there planting, mowing, trimming, edging? Just nosing around and checking on things.
Everybody's starting to come in. Everybody's loving it. We're finally getting some real weather like we're supposed to have this time of the year. It's been 10, 15 years since we've had a real fall season, and it's nice to remember what it's like.
I always tell people, hey, it's not going to cool off till Halloween, but this year has proven me wrong. This was a pretty darn nice last 2 weeks of September.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we enjoyed it, all the rain. I don't know how much more you got up in Phoenix, but we've had a few good...
We haven't gotten near what y'all've got.
Oh, we had a couple of good thunderstorms. Some brought hail again a couple of days ago. We had half-inch to one-inch hail out at the nursery about 3 weeks ago for several minutes with one of those storms.
Well, we certainly haven't seen any of that in Phoenix. But I tell you, it's always kind of a little thrill for me to get down to Tucson and see water actually running in the San Pedro River.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's a river of such incredible history. It's one of the few rivers, I think there's only two rivers in all of Arizona that flow north.
Yes, yes, it actually starts out in Arizona, flows south down into Mexico, and makes a U-turn and comes right back into Tucson, through Nogales, and comes right back into Tucson.
It is an incredible highway of history. Because if you study the Spanish conquistadors coming into Arizona, it was really the San Pedro was one of the ones they followed in. It was their main access point. They were just following the water like anybody should.
Oh, yes. Yeah, all their little dots down in Mexico where they were at were near large lakes or other rivers and such.
Okay, you need to help me with one thing. It has nothing to do with plants, okay? But it's one of the most historic and interesting corners of all of Arizona, I believe, and I never can get the pronunciation right.
Uh-oh, test time.
Tamacacori?
Tamacacori.
Tamacacori.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very historic, a lot of, actually even what they're trying to preserve down there, a lot of the heritage fruit trees and stuff that were brought over by the Spaniards and everybody who followed them. Around for hundreds of years, there's a whole project down on the west side of Tucson.
And you've got the De Anza Trail that leads from, I can't remember where he started, but it was several hundred miles below Nogales and went to San Francisco.
Yes.
So you follow the San Pedro until it gets to the Gila. You follow the Gila to the Colorado River. Then you have that god-awful desert to cross to get from Yuma to basically Imperial Valley. But there are water locations there that they were able to find and establish the trail. Just incredible. The Sierra Bonita Ranch, the Hooker family, were driving cattle from there and established an entire cattle trail to San Diego. And when you read those old historic places, every time I drive to San Diego, I just kind of stop and I think, well, you know, that watering hole is just about 12 miles over there. Should we get off the road and go look at it? You know, man, you know, they've been watering cattle there for hundreds of years. Just no telling what you might find around the ground.
Tony, you didn't know you were coming in to talk history, did you?
Oh, I love it.
Okay, it's a good thing.
I enjoy it just as much as he does. I love the history of it, going and looking around and knowing where we go fishing in Mexico, that the river we've got to pass through there, that it used to flow year-round from interior Mexico to the Sea of Cortez, and now it's all dry from all the farming and cities and everything growing up around there.
That it has to support. You know, I saw the Colorado River is kind of a passion of mine, the Grand Canyon and Lake Powell. There's now new tiers of arguments on why we should now decommission Glen Canyon Dam and drain Lake Powell, because in the drought, we don't need Meade and Powell. Mm-hmm. Let's decommission the dam, drain Powell, regain Glen Canyon as a national park, and fill up Lake Meade.
I,
I hope that doesn't work.
No, where are we going to go fishing now?
Oh, too hard. I would have loved to have seen Glen Canyon prior to the dam construction and the lake being filled. I saw Lake Powell for the first time in 1965, which was just 2 years after the dam was complete. And it was really just a little bitty lake kind of winding through a lot of the canyons and stuff. But every year as we went back, it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'll never forget the first year Padre Bay filled in, and you didn't have to go all the way around the Narrows anymore. You could go straight across.
Straight across.
Oh, let's get back to landscaping, all right? Tony, where have you taken me on so many bunny trails so far this morning?
Yes.
If you'd like to join the conversation to talk about landscape and gardening, we have Tony Serra from Magic Garden Nurseries here in Tucson, located on the corner of 22nd Street and Pantano. Now, the number that you want to dial us at is a toll-free number. We're heard all across the state, all the way from Nogales to north of Flagstaff. You dial the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Don't dial the station that you hear us broadcasting on. This is the toll-free number that will reach right into Roselle Now's broadcasting global headquarters.
And if you're out and about and you want to text us a question, 411-923. I've got the board up here. If you have a question, I'll try to get it on for you.
And that might even be a little easier with our remote broadcast today, contacting you through text. Now, what's the number of characters you're limited to? And you can't send pictures.
Right. I think it's 120. But, Stephanie's there as well to answer the questions for us.
Fantastic.
Answer the phones, but that's another way to get us.
Okay. All right, Tony. Now, at Magic Garden, y'all hold regular Saturday classes on Arizona history. Oh, I mean on plants.
Arizona history, yes.
Look, you two. Who's the main bunny here?
Yeah, well, no, we talk about the pomegranates that came over 500 years ago every other Saturday.
Wow. So talk about some of the classes y'all hold, when you hold them, and what are the topics? What have been some of the more popular you've held the last couple months?
Well, we always have the classes when they're held at Saturday at 9 and a repeat Sunday at 11. So obviously not this weekend because I'm not down there, but
okay.
The more popular classes are on vegetable gardening. Anything really just about edible. They love the wildflower attracting wildlife, hummingbirds, butterflies. We do that one as well. Raised bed gardening, which is actually next weekend, next Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 11, we'll be talking about raised bed and doing container gardenings. And a brand new one by request 3 weeks from this weekend will be growing nut trees in the desert. So teaching you how to grow almonds or pecans. Most people, in the larger city areas, aren't cold enough or too hot to do walnuts or pistachios. But if you're, say, above 3,000 feet in elevation, you can certainly give them a try.
Well, I want to get into some of those topics myself while I've got your attention. But we may get interrupted by phone calls with questions that we will take. 1-888-767-4348. Vegetable gardening. Y'all must use that. I mean, we're coming into a season now that is really kind of our prime vegetable garden planting time.
We get so much stuff at the nursery right now, the overflow's on the ground. We don't even have everything up on the tables. I mean, between all kinds of greens, Asian greens, shishu, and that one thing to remind people, if you see something labeled as broccoli, don't automatically assume it's broccoli. A lot of them now, there's an Asian broccoli, which is grown for the greens, not for the flower head, for the floret. That is, the floret on those are maybe the size of a quarter at best. So
interesting.
It's grown for the greens, and so make certain you read the full tag to know that it's the right broccoli that you're picking up, all the different cauliflowers, the green, the purple, the yellow, beets, carrots, the purple carrots, you name it. It's time to get them going and get them in the garden.
Now, Tony, the older and the lazier I get, the bigger fan I become of raised planter gardens. Now, we have an in-ground garden that's about 250 square feet. And we've been maturing that soil and turning that soil and supplementing that soil and composting that soil for all of those 20 years. And I thought it looked pretty good 10 years ago. But I tell you what, every year it just gets better and better and better. I mean, you can go out to our garden now and almost just stick your hand in it all the way past your wrist, and it's just a nice, loose, not compacted. We've been mixing sand in there regularly to keep it broken up. And I tell you, we could have had that condition of soil if it had just been smart enough to go raise planter in the beginning.
Yes. Yeah,
and you can control the weeds so much better.
But it kept the teenage boys busy.
Oh, well, yes.
Better than digging a hole.
That's you go out there, tell them, hey, I just need you to dig up the garden, shovel it out, put some fresh soil in, and shovel it all back in, and it keeps them young and healthy.
It does.
But, boy, with the Bellegarde stacking pavers systems, yes. You're not bending over. It's a much easier height to manage. You put a weed cloth down in the bottom of it. You put in your supplement soil, dump it in there, and it's theoretically weed-free, seed-free.
Well, until the seeds blow in or some bird drops them in there. But
you got to control that. But
the Bellegarde is a great way to go. I mean, because you can set it up for whatever height you want.
No mortar.
That's convenient for you. No mortar. Just stack them in there. They got the capping blocks are nice and wide enough, so it's easy to sit on if you need to pull that occasional weed that pops in there, and then just go at it with the soil. But don't try and cheat or skimp on the soil. Get some good soil. Believe it or not, like you just said, working the soil over and over every year, the plants know the difference. It gets better over time, and you'll be in better shape than that way.
And you've just created some kind of new fertilizer we want to talk about. I'm going to talk about that. We got to take a quick break right now.
Got questions lined up, text and on the phone. So let's get back to it.
Fantastic. Take a short break. Back with your questions at 1-888-767-4348 on Rosie on the House, here with Tony Sarah from the Magic Garden Nurseries of Tucson.